With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Rescue and recovery, the order of the day in Central Texas. The holiday weekend marred by devastating flash flooding that's killed more than 50 people. The final number isn't known yet. 43 of them died in Kerr County, one of the hardest hit areas. There are 27 children still missing who are attending a girls' summer camp at the time when the bad weather moved in. If you're at risk for hurricanes, weather officials say now is the time to prepare. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Forecasters are expecting another unusually busy season for the Atlantic, with predictions calling for 6 to 10 hurricanes, with up to half reaching major status. But emergency management officials say the stress can be reduced by preparing ahead of time. Preparations include tidying up outside your home to remove debris and items that might fly around in the event of a storm. And the experts say every family should have an emergency kit with supplies to meet their basic needs. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump wants to bring a UFC cage match to the White House as part of America's 250th birthday.
As he kicked off a year's worth of festivities to celebrate America's 250th birthday in 2026, the president said he was thinking of staging a UFC fight on the White House grounds with as many as 20,000 spectators. Donald Trump is a big UFC fan and has attended several of its mixed martial arts matches in recent months. The president said national parks, battlefields, and historic sites are going to host special events. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S.-led ceasefire efforts in Gaza appear to be gaining momentum after nearly 21 months of war, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel is sending a negotiating team to talks in Qatar today. Netanyahu visits Washington tomorrow. This is SRN News. Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, says, quote, "Any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by parents who don't want their kids to hear these books because it substantially interferes with their religious beliefs. The books in question promote the LGBT lifestyle and in some cases are pornographic." The Supreme Court's ruling that states can bar sex change operations on children is already having an effect. Rulings in favor of transgender people have been thrown out in four states. The High Court has ordered appellate judges to re-examine cases from Idaho, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and West Virginia involving access to sex change operations and changes to birth certificates. A growing number of states are passing similar laws. This is SRN News. Gas prices are down. They might keep going down.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce gas prices. That group includes Saudi Arabia and Russia, and they made the decision at a virtual meeting over the weekend. They cited a, quote, steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories. Jason Walker reporting.
Dodgers two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani worked two scoreless innings of baseball against the Houston Astros yesterday in his fourth mound start of the season. He struck out the side in order in the second while pitching on his 31st birthday. Ohtani allowed one hit and threw 31 pitches, 21 for strikes. He fanned Christian Walker, Victor Caratini, and Yadier Diaz all swinging. This is SRN News.